In summary, the goal of the ATAN is to use hazard services for winter weather hazard generation in 2020 and 2021. All the other sites, including some of your backup sites, are going to wait until the 2021-2022 winter season. Hazard services contains a number of small hydro improvements, including changes to CTAs, consolidated rainfall information in the flash flood warning, a new way for describing flooding for human reports, along with miscellaneous widgets moved in the HID. Forecasters and focal points need to take the ATAN intro training to be prepared for the hydro changes before the ATAN is installed. Take the short hydro job sheets after the install to become familiar with these changes before your next hydro operations. The winter weather hazard generation is the main improvement in the new hazard services. Winter workflow training and job sheets will be coming in late September. You'll use live AWIPS in practice mode and a cloud instance to assist in taking the training and testing. Each site will do further testing after the training before using hazard services to issue winter weather hazards. More hazard services changes will be on the way in late 2020 with the deployment of 20.2.1, and the hazard services ATAN will be reinstalled so ATAN sites can complete the testing and provide feedback for the next software release the other non-ATAN offices will ultimately use.